This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump and his Democratic rival Joe Biden are both going on the offense, campaigning in states they're trying to flip during the general election, now just over 2 weeks away. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has details.
I loved going to churches.
President Trump began his Sunday with a visit to the non-denominational International Church of Las Vegas, where Pastor Denise Goulet told him she'd had a vision.
At 4:30, the Lord said to me, I am going to give your president a second wind.
The president made this appeal.
You better get out because we have a group on the other side that doesn't agree with us.
Hello, North Carolina!
Joe Biden addressed supporters at a drive-in rally in Durham, North Carolina, mocking the president's optimistic statements on the coronavirus pandemic.
My grandfather would say, this guy's gone around the bend if he thinks we turn the corner.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Thousands of people gathered across France on Sunday to support teachers and defend freedom of expression after the killing of Samuel Paty. A history teacher beheaded by a suspected Islamist on Friday. From Paris to Marseille, large crowds gathered quietly, pausing regularly to applaud, hold minutes of silence, or sing the national anthem. Politicians from across the spectrum showed solidarity by attending the various events after a killing that has shocked the whole country. A 47-year-old Paty was killed outside his school in a Paris suburb by an 18-year-old attacker. Earlier this month, the teacher had shown his pupils cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad and class for freedom of expression.